FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Education has made a plea for credible information on misconduct allegations against the principal of a Westville school to come forward. Angry parents protested outside the Westville Senior Primary School, calling for the suspension of the official on Friday. He returned to work after being placed on precautionary suspension. It's while the department conducted investigations into allegations of sexual harassment of teachers and financial misconduct. Teachers Union NAPTOSA's Tirona Mudley says the probe has gaps.
No person, including the SGB, has actually seen the outcome of the investigation report. There has been no suggestions that the department has completely inactive. However, they've taken 3 years to reach any kind of resolution or conclusion. They didn't conclude the investigation. There was no outcome. So his return to the school has nothing to do with being cleared of any charges because of the failure of the department to act within the timeframes of the law.
Investigations are underway after a three-year-old boy died after a structural collapse at a construction site in Durban North. It's understood two children were playing around the site on Daphne Road last night when the embankment gave way. Andreas Mateus from Marshall Security says the children got trapped under mud when the trench collapsed. He says a nine-year-old girl, believed to be the little boy's sister, was pulled out alive and taken to hospital.
The cause of the collapse of this embankment is unknown at this stage. The rescue efforts by all on scene must be commended, including Itakwini Fire, the TLB that was brought in to help with the excavation, as well as all the relevant role players from Search and Rescue Metro, as well as the SAPS who arrived a short while after the first call went out.
And abroad, 10 people have died after a bus crash in Colombia. It's understood the bus driver lost control of the vehicle as it carried 26 passengers from Tolima to Quindío. Several people were thrown from the bus when it slammed into a barrier on the side of the helicoil bridge. Officials say 11 people were injured. And finally, South Africa's Kruger National Park will feature in a new docu-series by Prince William. Entitled Guardians, the six-part show offers insights into the work of wildlife rangers worldwide. It'll also feature rangers working in the Central African Republic and the Indian Himalayas. Back home, clear skies across KZN today. Durban, Pietermaritzburg, Ladysmith and Margate, a high of 23 degrees. Newcastle, 22. Richards Bay and Ulundi, 25. Mooi River, 21. Kokstad and the Berg, 20. Morning sea swells reach a high of 2 metres with sunset at 5 minutes past 5. Follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio Newswatch. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.